Unit 14. Listening. Part 2. You'll hear a man called Adam Campbell talking to a group of young business people about his experience of going to live and work in Romania. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
I'm Adam Campbell. As you may be able to tell from my accent, I'm Scottish, but Louisa, my wife, is Romanian. She was working in Scotland as marketing manager for the local radio station when we met. I had a job working in the finance department of a hospital when we came across an ad for the position of chief accountant for a pharmaceuticals company in Romania. We were delighted when I got it. Louisa went and found us a flat, but then the company brought the moving date forward by a month. We'd arranged to get our furniture shipped over, but instead we were faced with an empty flat. It had all the appliances, like washing machine, etc., but we had to furnish it in a few days, so we had no choice except to buy more. That was the difficult bit, but we were soon settled. I knew it snowed a lot in Romania in winter, and I thought, oh no, everything will come to a standstill, but in fact, everything carries on more or less as normal. In Scotland, it's quite cool and rains a lot, so it did take me a while to get used to the heat at some times of the year. Thankfully, we're not too far from the mountain resorts in the Carpathians, so we often escape at weekends. It's really good for hiking, but that's not really my thing. I'm into cycling, and the mountain roads are perfect for that. My wife would spend all her free time rock climbing if she could, so she does that, and we're both happy. Most of the time, we're going backwards and forwards to work each day. There are loads of trams and buses in the city centre, but they deteriorate as you get further out. And in the suburb, where we live, there's very little public transport, although that is starting to improve. There are loads of restaurants, though, whichever part of the city you're in, and I've acquired a taste for certain aspects of the cuisine. When I first arrived, people kept giving me soup to taste, insisting that this was the local speciality. It's a special one, made with meat, cream and vegetables. It's very good, of course, but I've come to prefer a kind of cabbage roll stuffed with minced meat. Delicious. There's plenty to do here. I'm not yet fluent in Romanian, so we don't tend to go to the cinema much, but we go to concerts, as music is accessible to anyone. I can follow some television programs, and some are in English with subtitles, so that's good for me. And we do a lot of socialising. The Romanians love a family party. Most people have a good time at a party in Scotland, but they run out of stamina by about midnight. But here, they're still dancing away, whether they're 7 or 70. I like that. And although there are lots of things I miss about Scotland, I wouldn't want to go back there to live now. So if you're considering working in Romania...